invite callers, people to call in, share with our guests, and make it more local. Basically pick a topic or a theme and make it local, national, and international, because I'll be meeting many people abroad, and I'm very excited about that, and I'll be bringing everything back to Santa Cruz. I'm not at liberty now to share much about the journey, but when I return, I will, and I'll be co-hosts as well. Thomas will be back, Alan, Hope, Coral, and a few new hosts and hostesses, Shauna, and a few others, so it'll be more of a collaborative effort. I'm very much looking forward to it.
And you're getting ready and packing right now?
Oh, I'm so busy. I usually wear dark clothing, and where I'm going, I have to wear all white. So I've been shopping, and I don't like to shop, so it's been a bit of an ordeal for me, but I'm making the best of it, for sure. And then flying for 24 hours, that's a first for me. We're initially going into Dubai. I doubt we're going anywhere else in the Middle East. Very much supporting.
Are you flying with someone else from here?
Yes, quite a few people, actually, from Santa Cruz area. I think there'll be about 20 of us.
Excellent.
Well supported and taken care of. I'll have stories upon my return.
Yeah, you'll be...
It's like a huge Sundance Coral. That's how I see it right now. How are you?
Groovy cool.
What's on the show?
We're putting on a lot of community people that have ideas to bounce around each other. I'm really psyched that people are going to call in and talk about a lot of things. Just going on the intensity of life right now on the planet.
Oh, so intense.
Yeah, freedom in this.
In other words, she has no show.
No, and we have. We have Freedom in the studio in the background.
Hi, Freedom.
Trying.
Hi. Who has no show?
Good
either.
To hear your voice.
He's getting very popular because people are used to hearing his voice every Tuesday at 8.
And you.
And
my
me
friend,
at 7
you both
to 8.
Are.
Yeah. I've had some great guests lately and more to come. There's going to be more. They're trying to have a proposition on the ballot to get it legal and to have rent control applied to Santa Cruz and all over the state for greedy landlords that like to steal people's equity from them at the end of their lives instead of being able to charge such exorbitant rent for mobile homes. They will have to comply like everyone else.
It's
That'll be a guest
it
coming
really
up
is.
In
it's
the next few
way
weeks.
Out of hand.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say that so many of the budgetary cuts, national and local.
Well, you are the first caller of the whole night.
I think it would be an excellent idea if some of the legislatures and CEOs took pay cuts.
Yeah, we'll just take that money away from them.
I'm sorry?
We just need to take that money away from them. They're not going to give it up. We're going to have to do it through taxes.
I think you're right, Freedom. I really do. And they're passing these outrageous laws that force us to be illegal, basically.
Oh, yeah, it's illegal to
I'll
be poor.
I'll go on and on about that when I get back. And, you know,
if you come back.
It's interesting that, Egypt is now controlled by the military. I don't know if they're going to experience any kind of democracy. But then again, what do they really want? Do they even want a democracy? And what is a democracy? If we're living in democracy, they're in serious trouble.
Well, we live in a republic.
Yes. Well, we'll have to go into detail about this when I come back.
Yeah, I hope you're safe.
It really
back?
Is.
I hope the airports are safe and you don't get stuck in Iran or you don't get stuck somewhere.
I'm not going into Iran.
I hope they don't send you somewhere where they're having
uprisings. I know, we could get way late.
At every port.
I don't
Why
really
is it
want
secret?
To put that idea out. I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then going into Bangalore. I think we'll be fine. I really do. I'm excited.
Sounds like fun.
Yep.
Is this a spiritual
talk
quest?
More off the air later tonight or tomorrow, but I have so much to do. Can you imagine? My room is an absolute disaster. It usually is, but now it's even worse.
Well, we might get some caller that'll suggest what to do packing for such a journey, or if they've had any experience doing that.
Well, that would be. Although I'm in Scotts Valley, so I cannot listen.
Well, freakradio.org.
It's online, and we might be off the air downtown, but we are on the website right now.
Oh, you are off the air downtown?
Well, we can't even pick up our own signal here.
Why is that?
I don't know.
DSL modem is under, it's under warranty. No, it's being repaired, and I thought we were back on the air, and I thought we had a loaner modem.
How long is
I don't know what happened to the transmitter. What happened?
Well, I think we don't get as good reception anymore because we had to move it and hide it up Cheney's ass. Remember, we got hassled. We just don't get as good reception.
Because I haven't been getting it wherever I go when I work. At night, I haven't been able to hear it anywhere.
But you could hear it over where you're going if you had a computer.
I will. Well, I probably won't bring mine. And we're going to be so busy.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Are you joining a cult? What's going on here?
Where?
Are you joining a cult?
She's hearing that.
Oh, okay. Am I turned up?
Can you hear? Are you barely hearing us still?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Well, both of you are a little faint.
Oh.
But it could be my phone.
We'll blame Coral.
Okay.
To blame my
blameless.
Phone. But I better go. I also have a few calls to make, and I am going to sleep. I have to get up early. I have mantras to do. I have to get up at midnight.
Don't forget your mantra.
What?
Did she say mantra?
Say it again.
Never mind.
He said, don't forget your...
mantra.
No.
Again, mantra. We've been talking with Janaea, who former host of Tickling the Belly of the Beast and Cosmos and Cruzmos.
And you can still see her shows. That you click on the archive link at freakradio.org.
She has a very much popular archive links that people listen to constantly.
You get a lot of downloads on those shows. It's very popular.
It's perpetually being used.
We'll be coming back, but it won't just be me. I'm going to be working with other
you?
People. As well. More, I'll be a co-host.
Yes.
Well, three grass a week is tough to do.
Will you take orders? And I said, I'm not sure.
You took on an armload. You took on three at once. That was
I loved it, though. Every time I hear someone, I want to interview them. People are fascinating.
Well, this is a place to go.
I love delving in deeply.
Where you're going is quite a place to go for that.
I know it. Yeah. I'm very excited. I really am a little nervous, but excited.
Have you ever been out of the country before?
What?
You ever been out of the country before?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've been to Latin America and Europe. I've never been to Asia, though. I'd love to go to Nepal and that'll be next. I think I'm going back this summer. I think I'll be going back and forth a lot.
Well, you know, that's a great place to get any medical or dental done, too. It's very
I know
cheap
it.
There.
And that's what I think I'm going to do this summer. That, too.
Will you?
Yeah. In fact, I understand that a lot of the dentists there... in India, train our dentist. A dear friend of ours was telling me about that. Michelle.
Yeah, that's good quality. You don't get, you pay way too much for mediocre quality dental and medical in this country.
We do. We pay way too much for everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting less and less.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to do something.
Well, listen, you travel well, and we'll hear all about your lessons and what your experiences were in. All the beautiful stories you have to tell.
And it won't be long, and I'll come back. All right, I miss you.
Thank
you. And we'll talk before I leave.
You're missed here.
I miss not being on the radio a lot, but I just ran out of time.
Yeah.
So much steam.
You have to practice, make your own little shows on your tape recorder and mail.
Yeah, bring a tape recorder, definitely.
And bring them in. Send them in.
I might do that.
Email them in.
Well, I'll be so busy, and I don't really know the lay of the ground yet.
As you can.
As I
email.
Can, yes.
Or at least keep a journal of it.
Oh, yes.
And photographs.
I have my journals in hand.
No, you'll be glad. If you recorded, you'll be glad you did. You'll remember
That's
so much
true.
Of your trip and everything.
I have so much to
Yeah.
So much. On many levels, in many venues. I'll tell you, I'm learning more and more just here about what let me encounter.
Well,
I better go.
I'll say something good about Free Radio right now.
Oh, well, what I would love to say about Free Radio, what I loved is that I got amazing people on because they could say what they wanted to,
mm-hmm.
and it was solidly community supported. And I found overall, when I think of Free Radio Santa Cruz, my heart opens, number one. And secondly, it's such a unique, rich venue for communicating what's really going on in our world.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get the truth there. People can still speak freely, mm-hmm. and that is all too rare. Even KPFA.
Mm-hmm.
Is being challenged. We're not. We never will be.
We never plan to make money.
No, it's not about making money.
That's why we can talk
it's
freely.
It's about speaking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wealth that's well beyond having a few coins.
What?
A wealth beyond a few shekels.
Oh, yes.
So, with that said... All right.
We're very fortunate to have it here. All right.
Happy you called
in. Have fun in the place we can't talk about.
I'm sorry?
Have fun in the place we can't talk about.
I still can't
He's ironic. You. He's being dismissive. You have a beautiful trip.
Thank you.
Cindy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Godspeed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, you all, you heard it. Freedom tried to pretend that he knew what she wanted to hear and ask her questions too. But anyway, that was Janaea who had a show here and I co-hosted with Freak Radio. Let me see if I can get back to this one thing we were doing.
Hi, this is Mauro in the Tangerine Dream Team, 101.1 FM, Santa Cruz, Free and Wild Radio Preserve. This baby guitar is not a place to play.
And we are watching.
Mm-hmm.
That was we are watching, and I'm on the net. I'm downloading everything I can on WikiLeaks just to show this government they suck.
And you guys take care, man.
All right, wow. Dave. Thank you.
Peace.
Hey, Dave. Oh, Mister.
Can't keep them all. I mean, he has an opinion. Anyone else that has an opinion, we will make sure and have them speak it.
I want to ask about the drum circle. I heard that they were getting harassed last week or something.
Police
you
came.
Heard that they were getting harassed, mm-hmm. the drum circle?
I was reading on Indie Bay that I think it was Dave posted, actually, about how he had to take off early because I think it was 7 officers rolled up on him.
Only how many? 7?
7 police officers.
Is there a sacred number there? Is there like another number that I'm not aware of?
The drum circle. Well, it's actually not the drum circle anymore. It's a drum line. Or Dave said it was kind of like an eye. I guess that makes it a drum vagina. So come out to the drum vagina tomorrow and stand up against the police.
Well, and then they blah, 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 can't speak about that. Why is it a drum vagina?
It looks like an eye. It's like a line, but there's 2 lines. Sometimes they bow out into the
2 lines.
Sidewalk. So it's not a circle anymore.
Not
it's not a triangle.
Up.
I like the triangle when they had the tree there. That was a really nice place at that time. But the government cut down the trees without filing a environmental impact statement, I'm sure, and paved over that whole section and put up a sign and said no. No assembly here or something to that.
No assembly here.
No drum. And all they are, they just want to play drums. They've been chased all over town. Everywhere they go, they're harassed.
God. Yeah.
Don't we have a better use for a policeman? Aren't people getting shot all over town? But now they'll probably be out at the drum circle tomorrow, or the drum line, the drum vagina. And so head on out there. The area does not support too many people anymore. It's a very small area.
Hey, where is that area?
It's up on the levee, kind of behind Was it India Joe's, the restaurant?
It is?
I think so. It's right around by near the bus station. You can hear it from the bus station, actually.
It's
Wednesday,
else,
usually
so.
In the afternoon. Mm. 2 to 4, they start.
Oh.
It's a fun time. Except for the police harassment, of course.
Well, when are you going to have, and what are you going to have on your show then?
Wait for you to get out of that chair so I can go over there and put some songs on.
We're having a little Winamp problem, but that's not anybody else's problem, just the Winamp problem. And it's a little bit temperamental. I can't get it to move around. So all you listeners that like Winamp, anyway, if you have requests, you should call in and tell people what you want to hear while there's time. Just like our faithful listener who called in, we love you. We want to get some more music. What, you got some radical music, I heard, Mr. Freedom.
I have some music to play, yes. I'll be playing music tonight.
Yeah, we got it up to the 200 mark here. That's a record for as many entries on Winamp.
I don't know why there's so many entries in there.
And our Freak Radio staff, they do believe in what's going on. They hate WikiLeaks too. They don't want people.
No, we're for WikiLeaks.
I mean, well, they hate our own WikiLeaks situation anyway, so they can call in if they want. Anyway, I'm talking about we're supporting the. What did you say you wanted to say? That we're for people on the other on the right side of the issue. Whatever that issue is.
Absolutely. I am completely for the right side of the issue, whatever that is.
Yeah, because we can't comment any further, or we'd be exploiting the business meeting part of it. Anyway, I'm almost done getting down to the Winamp, so Mr. Freedom can take over, because looks like I could play a commercial for him. Maybe. Would that be okay?
Sure.
All right. All right. Looks like we'll get there. Freak Radio 101.
To dig up some old memories. A voice from above said, I'll send you my love. And the moon, she's still trying to break free. Break free. I am the man in the moon. 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 I climbed up a mountain so I could be near her, and I felt a kiss on my cheek. I tried to get higher, but that was illegal, and the moon, she's still trying to break free. Break free. I am the man in the moon. 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 Everyone tells me I must stay more grounded and pray for the things that I need. All that I need is some fuel and a rocket, and the moon, she's still trying to break free, break free. I am the man in the moon. I am the man in the moon.
Hey everybody, that was the first 8-track played here at Freak Radio on our donated 8-track player, this Earth, Wind & Fire. Check it out. Does it sound a little fast, anyone?
Yeah.
That was Electric Crickets by Anonymous.
She looks good to me. Buy me the seven seas to swim in. Replace the fish with gorgeous women. She looks good to me.
Hey, you know, it says Ray Charles on this 8-track.
What makes your lips taste sweeter every time we kiss? Well, maybe it's because of love.
But I don't think so.
So maybe till I can't resist. Well, maybe it's because of love. What makes my flesh start to crawl and when you hold me tight? What makes you treat me so gently? Maybe when you say goodnight, well, maybe it's because of love.
There's nothing wrong with being who I am. I'm watching reruns out my window. The show goes on both day and night. Without a job or a dollar to my name, it's all I have to pass the time. It's all I have to pass the time. Do, 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 do. There goes Mrs. Jones and her poodle. She likes the bulldog up the street. You ought to hear his master yapping when the missus dresses for the heat. I'm watching reruns out my window. The show goes on both day and night. Without a job or a dollar to my name, it's all I have to pass the time. It's all I have to pass the time. They like to party. College kids out on their own. 9 p.m. they go out singing. 2 a.m. they stumble on back home. I'm watching reruns out my window. The show goes on both day and night. Without a job or a dollar to my name, it's all I have to pass the time. It's all I have to pass the time. Do, 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 do. Comedy and mystery, drama and suspense. I get my weather forecast first. Only get one channel, but it's never pay-per-view. Just wish I could get the news. Wish I could get the news. Just wish I could get the news. Please tell me when I'm going back to work. Is the best. It's not at all that he's good looking. He's just the guy with my unemployment check. I'm watching reruns out my window. The show goes on both day and night. Without a job or a dollar to my name, it's all I have to pass the time. It's all I have to pass the time. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Watching reruns out my window. It's all I have to pass the time.
Mike True. Freak Radio. Yeah.
That's right, you heard right. The secret word for tonight is Mud Shark. And of course, with the Mud Shark secret word is the Mud Shark arpeggio. A marvelous little arpeggio. And now, the mating call of the adult male Mud Shark. The Mud Shark Dancing Lesson.
Now this dance started up in Seattle.
Let me tell you the story about the Mud Shark. Bring the band on down behind me, boys. The origins of the Mud Shark are as follows. There's a motel in Seattle, Washington.
called the Edgewater Inn. The Edgewater Inn is built out on a pier, so that means that when you look out your window and you don't see any dirt, you've got a bay or something out in your backyard. And to make it even more interesting, in the lobby of the aforementioned motel, there's a bait and tackle shop where the residents can go down whenever they want to rent a fishing pole and some preserved minnows and schlep back up to their rooms, open the window, stick their little pole outside, and within a few minutes, actually catch a fish of some sort that they can bring into their motel room and do whatever they want with it. You know what I mean? Now in this bay, there's quite a variety of fish. Not only do they have mud sharks up there, they got little octopuses that you can catch. And all of these denizens of the deep can come in real handy. Let's say you were a traveling rock and roll band called the Vanilla Fudge. Let's say one night you checked into the Edgewater Inn with an 8mm movie camera. Enough money to rent a pole. And just to make it more interesting, a succulent young lady.
No.
With a taste for the bizarre. My mind drifts back to a meeting, a chance meeting in the Chicago O'Hare Airport, where the members of the Vanilla Fudge told Don Preston about a home movie they made at the Edgewater Inn with a mud shark. And I'm gonna tell you, this dance, the mud shark is sweeping the ocean.
Yeah, mud shark, baby, 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 baby. Wonder if I can get this. Are you interested in hearing a documentary clip? Oh, no, I'll play one more thing from the 8-track first. See if I can get this going. And you can call in 427-3772. This is Tangerine Dream Team show, and we've been playing a lot of people's favorite songs and favorite submissions they've sent in or emailed or handed to me. And then we got this cool donation of the 8-track player. So we're trying it out. And a lot of tapes from our friend Jan. Thanks, Jan. This is a Stylistics from, you know, way back when. Freak Radio. Don't worry. We'll find them.
Whether it is the market system which creates a natural gravitation towards monopoly and power consolidation, while also generating pockets of wealthy industries that tower over others, regardless of utility, such as the fact that top hedge fund managers on Wall Street now take home over $300 million a year for contributing literally nothing, while a scientist looking for a cure for a disease trying to help humanity might make $60,000 a year if they're lucky. Or whether it is the monetary system, which has class division built right into its structure. For example, if I have $1 million to spare and I put it into a CD at 4% interest, I will make $40,000 a year. No social contribution, no nothing. However, if I'm a lower class person and have to take loans to buy my car or home, I am paying in interest, which, in abstraction, is going to pay that millionaire with the 4% CD. This stealing from the poor to pay the rich is a foundational, built-in aspect of the monetary system, and it could be labeled structural classism. Of course, historically, social stratification has always been deemed unfair, but obviously accepted overall as now 1% of the population owns 40% of the planet's wealth. But, material fairness aside, there is something else going on underneath the surface of inequality, causing an incredible deterioration in public health as a whole.
Well, I think people are often puzzled by the contrast between the material success of our societies, unprecedented levels of wealth, and the many social failings. I mean, you know, if you look at the rates of drug abuse or violence or self-harm amongst kids or mental illness, there's clearly something going deeply wrong with our societies. What the data that I've been describing does is simply shows that intuition that people have had for hundreds of years, that inequality is divisive and socially corrosive, that intuition is truer than I think we ever imagined. There are very powerful psychological and social effects of inequality, more to do, I suppose, with feelings of superiority and inferiority, that kind of division, and maybe going with the sort of respect, disrespect, people feeling looked down on at the bottom, which, by the way, is why violence is more common in more unequal societies. It's the trigger to violence is so often people feeling looked down on and disrespected.
If there is one principle I can emphasize that is the most important principle underlying the prevention of violence, it would be equality. The single most significant factor that affects the rate of violence is the degree of equality versus the degree of inequality in that society.
So what one's looking at is a sort of general social dysfunction. It's not just one or two things that go wrong as inequality increases. It seems to be everything, whether we're talking about crime or health or mental illness or whatever.
One of the really disturbing findings out in public health there is never, ever make the mistake of being poor or being born poor. Your health pays for it in endless sorts of ways, something known as the health socioeconomic gradient. As you move down from the highest strata in society in terms of socioeconomic status, every step down, health gets worse for umpteen different diseases. Life expectancy gets worse, infant mortality rate, everything you could look at. So a huge issue has been, why is it that this gradient exists? Totally simple, obvious answer, which is if you were chronically sick, you're not going to be very productive, so health causes drive socioeconomic differences. Not that in the slightest. On the very simple level that you could look at socioeconomic status of a 10-year-old, and that's going to predict something about their health decades later. So that's the direction of causality. Next one, what's it about? Oh, it's perfectly obvious. Poor people can't afford to go to the doctor. It's healthcare access. It's got nothing to do with that, because you see these same gradients in countries with universal healthcare, socialized medicine. Okay, next simple explanation. Oh, on the average, the poorer you are, the more likely you are to smoke, to drink, to all sorts of lifestyle risk factor stuff. Yeah, those contribute, but careful studies have shown that explains maybe about a third of the variability. So what's left? And what's left is having a ton to do with the stress of poverty. So the poorer you are, starting off being, you know, the person who's $1 income behind Bill Gates, the poorer you are in this country, on the average, the worse your health is. This tells us something really important. The health connection with poverty, it's not about being poor, it's about feeling poor.
Increasingly, we recognize that chronic stress is an important influence on health, but the most important sources of stress are the quality of social relations.
And if there is anything that lowers the quality of social relations, it is the socioeconomic stratification of society. What science has now shown is that regardless of material wealth, the stress of simply living in a stratified society leads to a vast spectrum of public health problems. And the greater the inequality, the worse they become. Life expectancy, longer and more equal countries. Drug abuse, less and more equal countries. Mental illness, less and more equal countries. Social capital, meaning the ability of people to trust each other, naturally greater in more equal countries. Educational scores, higher in more equal countries. Homicide rates, less in more equal countries. Crime and rates of imprisonment, less in more equal countries. It goes on and on. Infant mortality, obesity, teen birth rate, less in more equal countries. And perhaps most interesting, innovation, greater in more equal countries, which challenges the age-old notion that a competitive, stratified society is somehow more creative and inventive. Moreover, a study done in the UK called the Whitehall Study confirmed that there is a social distribution of disease as you go from the top of the socioeconomic ladder to the bottom. For example, it was found that the lowest rungs of the hierarchy had a fourfold increase of heart disease-based mortality compared to the highest rungs. And this pattern exists irrespective of access to health care. Hence, the worse a person's relative financial status, the worse their health is going to be on average. This phenomenon is rooted in what could be termed psychosocial stress, and it is at the foundation of the greatest social distortions plaguing our society today. Its cause? The monetary market system. Make no mistake, the greatest destroyer of ecology, the greatest source of waste and depletion and pollution, the greatest purveyor of violence, war, crime, poverty, animal abuse, and inhumanity, the greatest generator of social and personal neuroses, mental disorders, depression, anxiety, not to mention the greatest source of social paralysis, stopping us from moving into new methodologies for personal health, global sustainability, and progress on this planet is not some corrupt government or legislation, not some rogue corporation or banking cartel, not some flaw of human nature, and not some secret hidden cabal that controls the world. It is, in fact, the socioeconomic system itself at its very foundation.